I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
Excellent. Oh, I love that. I am enthusiastic today.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you know this because I sent you're on my distribution list for my daily attitude. So I actually picked today's attitude yesterday. Because our enthusiasm dramatically affects the success of anything we try.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided yesterday that today I was going to be enthusiastic.
Yep.
And you know what? It is amazing. Like several things today, because you know, you and I typically don't record mid-afternoon, but we are today. So my day has just gone really well, and because I'm just enthusiastic about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm enthusiastic about our podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep. Yeah. You know, it's a great practice, really, like to make that choice to say, right, like, okay, I've done this because sometimes when we travel, it can be really stressful for me with the girls. And, you know, I like things the way I like them, and I plan things a certain way. And sometimes I will do that if I remember, just to say, like, I know the day ahead it's going to have its challenges. But I am going to remain enthusiastic and positive that, like, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day of travel. It's going to be a great day on the airplane. It's going to be so great when we get to Disney World. And it really does help. And you know what? And if it doesn't, at least you can, like, get a good laugh out of it.
Yes, because sometimes as we travel, we get another detour, which is what I wrote about today.
Yep.
Detour. So I do want to tell folks this. If you would like to follow my daily attitudes, just go to Instagram, Navigate Leadership, and you'll find it there.
Mm-hmm.
Or send me an email, and I'll put you on the email distribution. But I'm actually hoping that at some point I can transition everybody that's on the email list to the Instagram post.
Yeah.
So I don't have to do both. But anyways, but detours. So that's what we're talking about today. Because to be honest with you, as I'm driving down the road, I'm this person. I have in my mind, this is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I'm getting there. And I can't wait to be there type of thing. And then I see that dreaded orange sign with black letters that says detour.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating because all I want to do is get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you always wonder, so on the other side of the detour sign, what's there? Like, is this somebody just playing games with us? Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, and I think you've seen it too, and I've traveled, well, of course, I'm a lot older. I'm more than twice as old as you. So I've done a lot of traveling in my life, and I hate it when all of a sudden, like, they'll close a lane, and there's this giant backup of traffic, and as you're driving, they aren't working. They're not doing anything on the road. So that makes me suspicious that maybe there really isn't anything on that detour, but you don't really know. It could be that there's a bridge that's out, or it could be that they just haven't started working yet. I don't know. But one of the examples I used in my post this morning was a few years ago, Tim and I were going to go to Washington, D.C. We love history. Both of us love history. And we were also, so we had this all planned out. I think we were going to leave as soon as Tim had his last class or something that day. And we're going to head south, and we're going down 81, and there is that lousy, dreaded detour sign. And sure enough, instead of going south, we're going west. And I'm like, this is not in our plans. We expect to be in Silver Springs, Maryland at a certain time, and now I'm going 90 degrees in the wrong direction. But once we kind of got over the shock, we found ourselves in this beautiful, like, old mining town. It was like we went back in time 75 years at least. And it was so cool. There were these really neat old buildings. There were, like, old factories, little diners kind of places, and just so quiet, so quaint, so peaceful. And had we continued on the interstate, we never would have saw it. And so that to me was a lesson. And here we were rushing to get to Washington so we could see history, but we saw history on the detour. And as I wrote about this, I also was, and we probably lost 45 minutes in the trip. That's maybe an hour. Tim would know better than me, but clearly my bitterness over the detour, you know, has passed because I'm more fond of the little town that we saw. And I don't even remember what exits it was, so I couldn't even go back if I tried because I don't remember the name of the town. He might. Although he probably would look at his phone that tracked where we went and he could say, oh yeah, on this date, we, you know, Google says we were here, but that stuff kind of freaks me out. But anyways, I started remembering stories that my dad would tell about when he was a boy and there was no interstate. And they would travel from Ohio down to the New York City area and it would take multiple days and they would travel on Route 20. And so there's so many of these neat routes like Route 5, Route 20, you know, Route 30, and you know, there's all these neat little routes, Route 11, that used to be the fastest route, that have these amazing things that we could see, but we don't because we didn't have the detour. So when we have a detour, enjoy it. So you and I talked a little bit about detours and this time we're in now that we refer to as, what do we say, letters followed by a dash followed by a number that we won't say. But yeah. You said it this morning in a meeting. I know. You did.
I immediately apologized.
You did. And I wonder, I think everybody else in the staff meeting is like, what is wrong with her? She apologized to David for saying, but they should listen to the podcast.
I had a long weekend off and I forgot.
Had a long weekend off and forgot. But, you know, this time we're in now is a detour. So what are some things that you noticed in the detour?
The detour has forced us all out of autopilot.
Yep.
You know, I think most people would agree, I guess I shouldn't say all, most would probably agree that we kind of map out what we think a certain time frame is going to look like, especially, you know, right. a lot of parents are thinking the map of the school year.
Yep.
Which we've gone completely off the map now. but regardless, whether it be school, work, home, personal, financial planning, anything, we've kind of set up these expectations and these plans and we're just working along and we're often on autopilot. We, you know, it's Monday, we wake up, we get ready, we take the kids to school, we go to work, it's 5 o'clock, we get home, we make dinner, we, you know, get the kids to bed and fall asleep watching Netflix. And then it's Tuesday and we wake up and we have our routine for Tuesday. And all of that has changed. We've taken that map and essentially threw it out the window. The GPS has been calculating a new route every day of the week try to help us figure out where to go next. And while it's kind of frustrating, I think it has given us some opportunities to get outside our comfort zones, to try new things and learn what we're good at and what we're not good at. We've had to transition to home preschool for my daughter, and we have learned that mommy school is more for science and math and daddy school is more for English language arts. And so, like, we've just been forced out of that autopilot of how we do things. I was on autopilot for how I had my days as a work from home part-time employee for MACNY. Tuesdays and Thursdays were like my days, and I was able to accomplish so much. Well, that is all different now, and we've had to learn new patterns, and I have a lot of new coworkers in my home office. But it's a good opportunity, and I think you wrote about this in your post, that there are blessings buried within all of the challenges that we've encountered right now. You know, economic challenges, health challenges, employment challenges, home challenges, all of them. And if we can seize those opportunities, it allows us to kind of, I guess, embrace the detour, because we weren't going to be able to follow that bridge. Like you said, it could have led us to a river.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And you know, I think one of the points that I put in my post, you know, the challenges, the things are found, the blessings are found in the middle of the challenges. And I think, you know, I've written this in the past, you know, the opportunities, but I'm talking not just about opportunities to capitalize on things like business success. I'm talking about blessings that we can capitalize in terms of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the things that I've noticed too, is that I'm getting close to another mile marker in my life. I have a birthday in June. And when I was younger, I just wished for things to change. Like I wish when I was in school, I wished that I could be done with school. Mm-hmm. You know, when my kids were little, you know, you wish that they would just sleep through the night. And then you wish that you could take them to a restaurant and they, you know, you could just sit quietly, or you wish that you wouldn't have that interruption as frequently. And what I realize now is looking back is I was just like wishing my life away.
Mm-hmm.
And detours calm us down and just say, just wait, stop and listen and look and mark things. So one of the things that we did, I don't know if we ever talked about it on the podcast, because, well, in retrospect, we can because it's over, but inviting my mom and dad to our home for Mother's Day. So I don't know if I ever said that publicly, but we did it. And because they had been isolated so long, my mom said it was one of the best Mother's Days she ever had. So there was a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did it very, very safely, you know, and all of us had been isolated. None of us had been exposed to anything. And what we said was we would let them make the decision. And my mom said, I don't have to think long at all. We just need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and we, you know, we made sure that we didn't, you know, there was no hugging like we usually did. And we were as distant as we could be. But when you realize that you can't do something, things become much more precious. I guess that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
When we realize we can't be around family, we all of a sudden truly value the moments when we can. And that's when the memories are made. That's when the blessings are there that you can see. One of the questions that I had for you is when you had your bucket lists for mm-hmm. the seasons, if you did something that wasn't on the bucket list, did you record it somehow?
Like, did I add it to our list?
Did you add it to the list?
No, you know, I didn't. I had it all like printed out.
Right.
We did things that weren't on the list, or we did things that were on the list. Some of them we did more than once. But okay. I don't think I like wrote anything in. It was a full list.
They were great lists, and hopefully you haven't totally abandoned that, even though big giant detour sign on your So now the bucket list would be a detour sign.
Yes.
But I'm, you know, maybe that's one of the blessings of our smartphones today, is we have pictures of so mm-hmm. many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people should take some time to pick up their phone and just go through the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to take pictures and print pictures, and, you know, you couldn't see them till you had them printed, and then you realized, oh my goodness, my thumb was in front of the lens on the camera and I didn't see it. And,
yep.
You know, these are things that half the people listening to our podcast will have no idea what we're talking about when I say I had to get the film developed.
I just remember going with my mom and just saying, like, do you want duplicates?
Right, you want duplicates.
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure. Yes to duplicates.
One of my worst nightmares with photography was this. When our daughter Bethany was born, I took pictures the day she was born. I took them to have them developed, and when I went to pick them up, the clerk said, I'm sorry, your film was destroyed.
Mm.
And I said, you don't understand. This was my daughter's birth. Now, there weren't any, you know, they were all tactful pictures type things.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said, she says, I'm sorry. I said, no, you don't understand. This was my, I can't, you know, she can't, she's only born once kind of thing. So, but fortunately I had them developed quickly. It was like the first day
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to be like a 1 hour photo processing thing. And I could go back and take more pictures, you know, but the point there is that look back at your pictures. Maybe there were detours that you didn't even recognize, that there's things you can experience again, blessings you can experience again. And then find, so you do periodically take pictures and have them printed, right?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Is there some criteria that, or is it like a frequency, or is it events, or is it, how do you decide what to print?
Well, luckily, photography is one of my husband's hobbies, and he has really gotten very good at it over the years since having kids. And so he tries to get the girls out, like, especially when the seasons change. It's kind of a good reminder. So I think it was last weekend, or it was recently, when we had a nice weekend, put the girls in matching outfits and went outside, and we had our tulips were in full bloom, and we went out and kind of snapped some photos of them. We've also, ever since Isla was one, like for her first birthday, we did like a session with her with a professional photographer. And then Lena, when she turned one, we did a session, and then we also did like a family session.
Okay.
So kind of like once a year we try to do a professional photo, then we use it for the Christmas card and all that. But we do have a really funny one from it would have been Lena's first Christmas, and I guess that was a detour. And we spent all this money on these photos, and it ended up being a very, very, very cold early November day. The day it was freezing, the wind was really blowing, and we got zero pictures. Zero, you know, good pictures. I'm putting air quotes around good. And I was so disappointed when we got those back, because I felt like a terrible parent, because I had my baby like shivering outdoors at a Christmas tree farm. And
I was going to say, is that the time you went to the Christmas tree farm?
Yes.
Because I remember hearing about this.
And we ended up having to cut the session short, because we were even just the 10 minutes we were out there was too much. And Isla refused to smile. And I was just so upset about it. And now I often like to go through my phone and look at pictures. We look at those and we just laugh, because there are some really funny ones.
Sure. And you have those great memories of a detour.
Yep.
So that is super. That's a great example. Find a way to find the blessing in the detour. You know, our listeners, if they're loyal listeners, they know that last year I was trying for the longest time to get my Boatman engine to run.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all set. It fired up on the day before the boat show in Skinny Atlas. And then all of a sudden, the morning of the boat show, I couldn't get it started. That was like a major detour that really bummed me out. But it's a good thing it didn't get started, because it would have left us stranded somewhere in Skinny Atlas Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had an issue with two cylinders that were swapped. And had we run it, we would have done serious damage to the engine. But I was really down, and so I think, and it kind of gets to what we talked about right at the beginning about choosing an attitude. When something goes wrong, work on your, and in your mind, because what's going wrong is what's going wrong based on my plan. It might actually be going right. So had we run it, we would have ruined it. So we didn't. So literally what that roadblock sign, or that detour sign rather, was the correct sign.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a mistake.
Yeah.
And I think in our lives, we're going to find those things. You know, well, we couldn't make the trip that we wanted to take, or we couldn't do what we wanted to do. Probably because had we gone there, that wouldn't have been the best end for us. The blessing was in the fact that we didn't go, because we were able to do something else, spend more time, have some really wonderful opportunity. And that, to me, was the point of the post today. When it doesn't work out the way we think, slow down, take a deep breath, and just open your eyes. They're going to be there. You know, we will look back at this time historically and say, wow, this was a time of tremendous upheaval. It was a time when people were afraid. It was a time when some people drew closer together. It was a time when we realized there were things that we didn't know we knew. I was thinking the other day, there's a restaurant fairly near my house, and I haven't gone there much to do takeout, but when I go in, I try to give them just a little bit extra, you know, just to say, hey, I really appreciate it. And just the look on the owner's face is such a rewarding thing when I offer to give them a little extra. And I'd never experienced that if we wouldn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
So detours are good. Slow down. Look for the wonderful opportunities around us. And truly, too, and I know you're not a big car travel fan.
No.
You don't. And you know what? I wasn't either when we had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old or whatever. How old's Lena? I forgot how old
she'll
Lena
be. 2 in August.
She'll be 2. Yeah. So you'll have like a 4-year-old and 4-year-old, 2-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't like traveling then either. But when they get a little bit older, take a different route. There are some really cool things. Like my family, I was born in Mansfield, Ohio, and my family and I, in my almost now 59 years, I can't tell you how many times my family moved to Syracuse when I was 3 and a half. So there's been a lot of years back and forth. Okay. I never knew how nice some of those spots along Lake Erie are.
Mm-hmm.
There's lighthouses, there's beautiful protected harbors, because we never stopped. We always rushed by. The detours allow us to stop and look and see the amazing things that are all around us. So that's our goal. My goal in the writing today was breathe. Enjoy what's going on. Find the positives in every moment that you can, and it will change your outlook on everything. Things that you looked at, like, for instance, the picture you talked about. You know, people are going to think I'm a horrible mother because I had my 1-year-old baby out in the... It's humorous.
Mm-hmm.
She survived, and you look back and say, can you believe we did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, and it was a lot of fun in retrospect. So... anything else you can think of we should talk about with detours, or did I beat this horse to death?
Yeah, the only other thing that came to mind was kind of thinking about, throughout this conversation, the visual I'm getting is kind of like a snow globe when you take it and you shake it really hard, and it's everything gets mixed around, and it's kind of hard to see where things are going because it's so dense. And I think it's important to like acknowledge the detour, acknowledge, okay, like this isn't what we planned for. This is, you know, we're not saying like not to acknowledge that.
Correct.
There are unfortunate things going on right now, and we're all experiencing some kind of hardship one way or another.
Yep.
Acknowledge that, and then let the dust or the snow settle in a different way. It's not going to be laid right the same as it was when you picked it up, but it will settle, and then you forge your way forward.
I love that analogy, the snow globe. You know, that's going to end up a post at some point. And I even wrote here on my note page the episode where you used the example of the snow globe so that I can go find it when I need to.
I'm honored.
Wow. Yeah, that's I just think that is an amazing visual. You know, when you said, you know, you shake it up and you really can't see clearly, and when all the snow settles, it settles differently. And there's a different image of that. It's really, really good. Super. Okay. Any special plans?
No. Nope. I'm really enjoying this nicer weather, and just going to continue to work on my yard. And my mulch.
Good. Keep the mulch, that never-ending mulch pile.
Nope, never-ending.
It's the perpetual pile of mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I never got the boat started last weekend, and it wasn't that the boat wouldn't run. I was just working on the yard. So that is still my goal, to hear my dear old friend roar back to life after her long winter's nap. So, all right. So with that, I'm Dave Freund. And this was The Next Page.